Chapter 49. Somehow, Logan had believed that there was something special about him. He'd had everything taken from him. His friends had been taken. His wife taken. His hopes taken. His freedom taken. His dignity taken. His naivete taken. But his life had been spared. Now that would be taken too. The God King wouldn't leave him down here. Logan had already died once and been resurrected. This time, Garrath or Sewell would want to see Logan die with his own eyes. There would doubtless be torture first, but Logan couldn't care. If he'd been stronger, he would have tried one last desperate plan. But his fever had left him a shell. At the least, he could throw away his own life to kill Finn. He could have done it before the fever. He'd just never been willing to make that sacrifice while he still had hope. He'd always wanted to preserve his own life, and so now he'd lost his life and gained nothing. Not even for his friends. Logan brooded in the darkness. Mercifully, whatever Kali was, it had moved further away, and the smothering feel that had so suffused the maw was now just a dull pressure. Everything that had seemed so unbearable about the hole, the stink, the heat, the howling, was again familiar, if not comfortable.
"Bitch, come here," Finn said.
Lily stood and patted Logan's shoulder. She whispered to Nasher, probably telling him to watch over Logan. And then she left. Of course she left. He didn't even blame her, though it made him feel even more empty and desolate. Lily had to be practical. The sentimentality of all the books Logan had once loved died when it came within smelling distance of the hole. Lily was a survivor. Logan was going to be dead within an hour or two. Life went on. Logan's heart might blame her, but his mind couldn't. In any other circumstance, he would have condemned himself for eating human flesh. Then, Nasher got up and walked away. Do I reek so much of death? It wasn't fair to blame Nasher and not blame Lily, but Logan did. He suddenly hated the simple, misshapen man. How could he leave? After all he'd lost, Logan wanted to at least believe he had gained a friend or two. Nasher probably didn't even know Logan was going to die. He'd just gone to play with the end of Finn's sinew rope. Finn was too busy banging Lily to pay him any mind. Logan looked at Nash and tried to see him with pity. The simpleton was surely here for less reason than Logan was. He hadn't betrayed Logan. He just saw a chance to play with something new. Finn never let anyone touch his rope. Logan smiled as he saw Nasher sit down and grab the rope in both hands, squeezing it as hard as he could with all the concentration in the world, as if it were going to get away from him. The man truly lived in a different world. Logan was aware of the other holers staring at him. He could tell what they were thinking. King. He'd called himself King as a grim joke when he'd jumped down here. A stupid, insane joke, but the joke of a man who'd just watched his wife bleed to death. It was taking them some time to absorb the fact that it was all real. Tats stood and walked over. He squatted beside Logan. Beneath the grime that covered his skin, his dark tattoos looked like veer. He sucked at his gums and spat blood. The scurvy was getting to him, too.
"I would have liked it," Tats said,
speaking for only the third time Logan had ever heard.
"If you'd been the king. You got balls like no royal I ever heard of."
"Balls?"
Finn paused in his rutting and propped himself up on his hands and laughed. He was a gruesome sight, sweating and dirty, his mouth bloody, the sinew rope half undone, half still wrapped round his naked body.
"Someone else is gonna have his balls soon enough."
Logan looked away, still embarrassed to see Lily doing what she needed to do to survive. So he almost missed it. Lily shoved and Finn cried out, and Logan saw him at the edge of the hole on his side, precariously balanced, arms scrambling. Lily kicked him in the groin with all her strength, and he fell in the hole. Lily flung herself away from the coils of rope that snapped taut beneath her. Tied to Finn, coil upon coil disappeared down the hole. Nasher's arms jerked out and his entire body jumped forward. Then, again and again, as the sinew rope jerked Finn to a stop, dropped again, stopped again, and then began unwinding at great speed as gravity uncoiled the rope wrapped around Finn's body. Finally, Finn's body must have hit bottom because the weight on the rope eased. Lily cried out and hugged Nasher and kissed him.
You did perfect, just perfect!
She turned to Logan.
You, on the other hand, could have been a lot more helpful.
Logan was stunned. He'd tried to think of ways to kill Finn for, well, for however long he'd been in this hell. Now he was just gone. Gone, and Logan hadn't done a thing.
Now listen to me, Lily said. All of you. We're fucked. We always have been. We all done what we done, and ain't one of us worth trusting, but King ain't one of us. We can trust him. We ain't got but half a chance, and to have even that, it needs all of us. What are you asking?
Nine Fingers Nick asked.
We had a key. Now we got Finn's rope, but we got no time. I say we lower King and Nash into the hole. King, 'cause we can trust him, and he saw where the key fell, and Nash, because he's the only one strong enough to climb back up the rope if he needs to. They go down and take a look around, see if they can find a way out from down there or find the key. One way or the other, it might give us a chance to get out before the Paleys come back.
Why don't we all climb down? Nick asked.
'Cause we all got to hold the rope, idiot. There's no place to tie it.
We could tie it to the grate, Nick said.
Finn's body's still tied to it. We'd have to make a tower 3 people high and then lift Finn's body weight. It's impossible. After King goes and unties Finn's body, we can do that. Then all of us can get out. Or, if there's no way out down there, he might find the key and we'll be able to make a rush up here.
We'd have to go past that thing, Nick said, fearful.
Nobody said it was a good chance, Lily said.
You want to stay? You die for sure.
Tats nodded. He was in.
I say we lower someone else, Nick said.
I got us the rope, Lily said. We do it my way, or not at all.
Come on, Lil.
Would you trust us to hold the rope with you on it, Nick? We let it go and we'd get your cut of the food.
That shut Nick up.
Can you trust us, King?
Tats asked.
I trust you.
I don't have anything to lose.
It took them a few minutes to explain it to Nasher, and even then, Logan wasn't sure the man understood. They got the rest of the holers arranged holding the rope. Lily stood at the front. She told the holers that even if they let go, she wouldn't. If they wanted to keep her sexual favors, they'd better not let go.
I owe you everything, Logan told her.
Lily was anything but a beautiful woman, but right now she looked radiant. She looked proud of herself for the first time Logan had ever seen.
No, I owe you, King. When you came down here, I told you to hold on to something good. But you're the one who showed me how. I'm more than this, no matter what I done. If I die now, it don't matter. I ain't good. But you are. And I'm helping you. No one can take that away. You just promise me, King, when you get it all back and go to your fancy parties, you remember. You're the king of us criminals, too.
I won't forget.
He stepped up to the edge of the hole.
Lily? What's your real name?
She hesitated, as if she almost didn't remember. Then she said shyly,
Lilene. Lilene Rosanna.
He straightened his back and spoke. By the powers vested in our person and in our royal office, be it known that Lailin Razana is absolved of all crimes committed heretofore, and that all penalties thereof are commuted. Lailin Razana is innocent in our sight. Let the record of her wrongs be taken as far as the east is from the west. So let it be written. So let it be done. It was a ridiculous thing for a man in rags to say to a prostitute. Somehow, though, it was right. Logan had never had more power than at this moment, when he had the power to heal. The holers didn't even mock. Lily's eyes spilled tears.
You don't know what I done,
she said. I don't need to.
I want to make it right. I don't want to be like I've been.
Then don't. As of now, you're innocent. With that, Logan stepped into the hole.